If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year, but I love being a part of the solution, and that's what we'll be.
So that was Eric DeCosta at the end of season press conference talking about his favorite time of year, the off season. And now we're 6 days away from the start of the NFL draft, and the Ravens they gave Marlon Humphrey a bit of an extension, but beyond that, there's really been nothing else that they've done significant. And let's table the Kyle Hamiltons and Lamar Jacksons for a second.
Linderbaum,
yes. But guys that we think we know, like Kyle Van Noy's kind of putting it out there that he's not fired up about showing up the way the contract's currently structured. Rashad Bateman has been putting stuff on social media. He signed a very team-friendly deal a year ago, like maybe I need some more cash. And then, of course, a possible short-term extension for Derrick Henry. What do you think is possible as far as these guys
are concerned? It's interesting to cluster them together because they all just, it's within a calendar year or 13 months or so that they all just did these deals. Mm-hmm. So it's not like somebody's outperformed their contract over the first 3 years of the deal and now it's time to restructure. These guys, they all could have had other options. Henry was an unrestricted free agent. Van Noy was an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
And Bateman, if he didn't agree to the monster haircut, would have been cut to become an unrestricted free agent. So, and then they all had great years. I mean, career years for all three.
One second. Didn't Bateman, though, there was like some sort of thing where he missed a day because
the year
so
told.
He screwed himself out of it.
The year told.
Yes, yeah. So he didn't have as much leverage.
Yes.
He had no leverage.
Right. But he obviously just agreed to this. I don't know that they're going to give all these guys what they would now want, or in some cases, maybe not even close to it. For me personally, the more I've thought about this, like Bateman is the only one with real upside in terms of age. Like Bateman could have 5-6 real productive NFL seasons still in him. So that puts him in a different category. All that they went through with him, right? There's more of a backstory with him than anybody else. He's obviously one of their former first-round picks, and those guys haven't really been sticking around. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, right? Queen, no. Hollywood, no. Linderbaum, I don't know. Owe, one more year, right? Maybe. So I think there's an inherent value in getting him now before he stacks a couple of big seasons together, getting him now before Zay, and the offense is the strength of this team, and I'm prioritizing that. And then number two for me is Van Noy, because if he's not over, like I'm not, I don't think he's the end all be all. I think he is in many ways a product of their scheme, But I also think he has a very unique profile in that entire defensive room. Like, these aren't the days of 3 and 4 and 5 veterans. Like, the veterans are Marlon, who we know is a different cat, and he's in the back. He's in the secondary. You know, up front, you tell me. Pierce is gone. Yep. If Van Noy doesn't show up in the spring, Urban's and you're dealing gone. With that, right? Like, and even Urban, like, I mean, Van Noy's been to Super Bowls. Van Noy's won some stuff. Mm. Van Noy's played for Belichick. Like, Van Noy knows what it's like to be at the end of his career playing for a bargain. Van Noy also knows what it's like to have 4 teams bidding for him as an unrestricted free agent, like when Patricia bought him to Detroit, right? For real money. So he's lived in the league. He's done some stuff, and he's the only veteran in their front 7 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the defense doesn't have enough talent for our liking to win a Super Bowl. The other guy was just on the market with all these other running backs, and it was what it was. And I just 3,000 career yard total carries. 3,000 career carries.
Yeah,
and that heavy workload last year plus the playoffs, and
he's a unicorn.
Lamar helps him. He is, but the unicorn just had a chance to talk to all 32 teams, and this was the best he could do, and this was the best for him. So I will give that unicorn some extra grass to graze on if he produces, and I will spike his incentives. But I'm not touching the core of that contract, and I'm not adding years to that contract. Whereas for Bateman, I absolutely will, and I'd be more inclined to do it for Van Noy right now than I would for Derrick Henry.
Bateman's the easy one out of the three because of what you said, Jason. The age.
He's the easy choice. I don't know about the easy contract.
Yes, yes, the easy choice. Because of his age. And I think even after last year, you could still buy low, relatively speaking, in terms of money that is given out to wide receivers. He didn't have 1,000 yards. He did have a lot of touchdowns. But Zay's coming up, and are you going to be able to afford both of those guys? So I think to get that security, I would definitely approach Rashad Bateman. Now, when it comes to the other two, we got into it yesterday. I'm willing to give Henry a year, maybe
I would tack on a year.
But I would definitely tack on a year when it comes to Derrick Henry. In terms of Van Noy, he's really interesting, and I think I would have a much different answer a week from now or 10 days from now when the draft is over. What do they come out of this draft with? Do they get a premium draft pick at edge? Because they don't have long-term security at
even
that
if
position.
They do, yeah. He's Jason, still their best. He goes into the season their best edge defender.
Absolutely.
And I'll believe he shows up with the contract as is when I see it. Like, no. I don't think he's showing up with the contract as it is.
I don't either.
But he's also 34 years old. He's even older than Derrick Henry. And I think we were all very surprised that he was able to follow up the 9-sack season with a 12.5 sack season. So,
and he did it without Clowney. I mean, we could say whatever we want to say, but the idea that Clowney made him went out the door when he had a better season without Clowney than he had with him.
He was fantastic. He was fantastic. But probably the same with him. Give him a year. I'd tack on a year to make him happy. But
yeah,
at that
point, you give him some
35.
Real money.
You give him the signing bonus, the upfront money. But he'll be 35 at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I just again, if I'm ranking him, that's how I'm ranking him. Like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The other guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer who could talk to all 32 teams for as long as he wanted to. He didn't have to do the deal when he did it. He didn't have to do the deal here. He could have waited till somebody got hurt in training camp. Like,
I just think it's a much different perspective, though. He was coming off a year where everyone thought he was washed. If he was hitting the market this year, I think it's a much different...
Then I go back to what I told you a year ago. Yeah, why did he do a multi-year deal?
And that's on the agent. Or
I would have never done a multi-year deal.
Jason, and this is not Henry-centric, but I am curious. Do you think that the opinion about running backs and their value is maybe shifting a little bit because we're going to see some guys drafted in the first round this year? Like,
I still think it's only going to be two, yeah. But and they could be fairly special. And I think part of the reason they're going to go is that some of these other position groups are not nearly as strong as they've been in some other years. Yeah, I think it's changing, but I don't think it's changing for 30-plus-year-old running backs.
Yeah.
I just don't. And I think DaCosta, in his own way, was kind of saying that when he filibustered and then started talking about Adarius Washington.
Yeah, it was something.
Who they still have not announced him agreeing yet, which they're confident he will.
Well, today's the deadline.
Yeah.
If he doesn't sign an offer sheet, he's under the Ravens' control.
So, Adarius Washington expected to be a Raven next year, but nothing announced just yet. But coming up next, we stick with the Ravens, and punt return was a disaster a year ago. During the draft luncheon, John and Eric both discussed getting getting some certainty, some
competency,
less toxicity at the return position. The importance of that we'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.